Blog Talk Radio.
right. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. Praise God. Welcome, 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 amen, to Mount Carmel International Church. Amen. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God this morning for you, you, and you. You are on MCI Ministry Radio with no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil this morning. Good morning. Welcome. Hallelujah. I thank you for allowing me to come into your homes this morning, this Sunday morning, amen, because, yes, he did rose on the third day with all power in his hands. Praise God. Hallelujah. And guess what, y'all? He's with me, you, you, and you. Praise God. So we got to know who that we serve. Amen. So I thank God for you, you, and you. Amen. I'm going to get started this morning because I'm just looking for a high time in the Lord. I know this is Sunday morning. Amen. Praise God. And I know, hallelujah, that we need some uplifting. We need the power of God. We need the anointing. We need God to heal. We need God to deliver. We need God to break some yokes in our lives. How about that? Praise God. Hallelujah. So I thank and praise God for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray and see what the Lord is going to say to us today. Amen. Hallelujah. I love that song on Sunday morning. Amen. Because it's truly, amen, we look to go to the house of God on the Sunday morning. Praise God. But we can't go to the house of God, but God is always with us. Amen. Praise God. The church doors might be locked. Amen. Praise God. But listen, hallelujah, we are the church right now. Praise God. And we got to keep praying, keep believing, and keep on pressing on. Amen. So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just come. We bless your holy name, God. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, Father God, for who you are, God, on today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know, yes, Holy Spirit, there is no form or no fashion, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, but you are calling us, callers, I hear you, Holy Ghost, you are calling us to a higher place in you, Father. So we thank you, Lord God, for the grace, the mercy, God. We thank you for the movement of the Holy Ghost today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, Father God, that you endow us, God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Endow us with your presence, God, in the name of Jesus. God, whatever yoke that needs to be broken in our lives today, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, I pray, God, today for a divine intervention in our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that, yes, God, that the anointing will sit upon us, God, today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, yes, Holy Spirit, God, that we will look to you, God. You are our helper, God. You are our healer, God. You are our deliverer, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, as I already prepared, God, the word, God, now I'm asking, Father, however you want to bring it out today, Lord God, have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for your anointing, God, even now, Father God, to sit upon me, in me, through me, Lord God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God. You know what the people of God needs, Lord God. Hallelujah. So I thank you, Lord, for the words. I thank you, God, for the movement. I thank you for the Holy Ghost today, God. Now open up the airways, God, that there be no distractions, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, let your word go out, God. Yes, God, with power and authority, God, to different places, God, different homes, God. Yes, Holy Spirit, wherever they may be, God, let the word, God, yes, God, go within their hearts, God, that this word would not fall to the ground, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God. We give God the glory. Amen. For you, you, and you this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank and praise God for his grace, his mercy. Hallelujah. Because only he is God. Hallelujah. We thank him. Amen. For the movement of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As I was praying, amen, my word was going down. I couldn't see it. Amen. But this morning, praise God, I want you to turn with me to Isaiah. The 9th chapter, praise God, hallelujah, Isaiah 9, starting at verse number 6. And I'm going to read it, praise God, hallelujah, and we're going to see what the Lord is saying to us today. Amen. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. And his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The zeal of the Lord. The great energy or enthusiasm, amen, praise God, in pursuit of a cause. Hallelujah, glory to God. When I thought about this week and how I kept hearing the Holy Spirit speaking, even when I was getting clothes out the closet, whatever I was doing, washing dishes, it this word kept coming to me, El Gabor, El Gabor. And I'm like, El Gabor, you know, I know the names of the names of God, and a lot of times I remember the Lord told me to remember, amen, his names and what it means, and that would give me a closer walk with him. But when I heard El Gabor and I kept hearing it in my ear, praise God, and we know that Jesus, amen, the mighty God, the mighty God, amen, praise God. So here I want to talk to us today because he's letting us know, amen, that, it's a child that has been born, praise God, and in a time now, it's a lot of darkness, great darkness, I put it like that, and in a time of great darkness, even in the Bible, praise God, God promised to send a light who would shine on everyone living in the shadow of death. He promised to shine a light to everyone that lives in the shadow of death. We all have been there. Now, come on, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. We all praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, some of people are still coming out of darkness. Some people, praise God, have went back into darkness. Praise God. But some people are standing for the Lord. And when I heard the Lord say, El Gabor, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, we know that he is a mighty God, and we're going to talk about him today because he is our mighty God, and there's nothing that he cannot do in our lives, praise God, hallelujah. He is both counselor, amen, praise God, and mighty God, amen, hallelujah. This, the establishment of his eternal kingdom, he came to deliver all people from the slavery of sin. Now, praise God, hallelujah. We know that wonderful counselor. Come on, let's talk about Jesus this morning, praise God. He is exceptional, amen, distinguished, and without peer, the one who gives the right advice to us, praise God, hallelujah. He is mighty God, praise God. He is God himself, everlasting Father, praise God. He is timeless. He is God, our Father. He is Prince of Peace. Oh, come on. Now, when we start talking about Jesus, amen, praise God, Jesus shows up in a mighty way, praise God, hallelujah. He is Prince of Peace, amen. His government is one of justice and peace, amen. Isaiah uses this name, amen, praise God, in Isaiah 9 and 6, amen, to describe the Messiah. These names have special meaning even to us, praise God, hallelujah. Yes, Jesus is mighty God. He is El Gabor. Praise God. Are you growing weary and losing heart? God wants to talk to us today, praise God. Are you growing weary and losing heart, praise God? Are you facing some seemingly insurmountable mountains, amen, of difficulties, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God? Is there some impossible situations in a relationship or with a spouse or a family member, a friend, a co-worker, whatever it may be, praise God, Praise God. We know that God is able, amen, because of who he is. Whenever God allowed us to experience circumstances we are too difficult, come on, I'm talking to us today, praise God. We need to fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, choosing to consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself, so that we may not grow weary and lose heart. Come on, I'm talking to us today, praise God, because there's a lot of situations, praise God, that yes, we can grow weary. I don't care who you are. I don't care, praise God, how anointed that you may be. We all get to that place, amen, praise God, that we do grow weary, amen. Don't let nobody tell you, praise God, that all the time, praise God, they are going through and they're okay with it, praise God, because there is some situations that God will allow us to go through, praise God. And yes, somebody else has to come, praise God. It might be a preached word. It might be a word of encouragement, praise God, hallelujah. But we all go through something. Amen, praise God. The author, he is the author. Looking unto Jesus, we talk about Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 2-3. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne. Come on, somebody, of God. He says, for consider him who endured such hostility from sinners against himself, lest you become weary and discouragement. Amen, praise God, discouraged in your soul. He don't want you to do that, praise God, hallelujah. So I'm here, praise God, to talk to us today, praise God, to uplift our spirit, to know who our God is and who our Jesus is and what the Holy Spirit can do within our lives. Isaiah, when I look at the scripture, Isaiah 9 and 6, I got so excited. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. When you start saying that, praise God, hallelujah, it becomes like a rhythm, praise God, hallelujah, knowing that he is our mighty God, amen. He is the Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, amen, praise God. Now, when I look at the mighty God, El Gabar is a picture of God as a warrior and a champion. Gabar means powerful, strong, and mighty, praise God, hallelujah. Whenever the Bible speaks of mighty men of valor or men of power like David, Japheth, Joshua, Nimrod, praise God, hallelujah, who were all renowned for their strength and skills as warriors, amen, praise God. The same like today, praise God. God is raising up, praise God, yes, some David, some Joshua, some more Nimrods, amen, coming out of the dirt, coming out of places, amen, that we don't even know, praise God. God is raising up leaders. Come on, somebody. Yes, Holy Spirit. Isaiah 42 and 13 says, the Lord shall go forth as a mighty man. He shall stir up jealousy like a man of war. He shall cry, yeah, roar. Yeah, you hear the roaring, praise God. He shall prevail against his enemy. This is our God that we're talking about. This is our Lord Jesus Christ that we're talking about. Make no mistake about it. Our God is a mighty warrior. David said to him in the book of Psalms, praise God, because David knew who God was in his life. And when we really know who God is in our life, praise God, there's nothing that God can't do. Praise God, every battle that you are fighting, when you call on the name of the Lord, he will show up. He will fight for you, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. But David knew, even though David knew, praise God, that he was a warrior himself, praise God. God put anointing on him, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, to be that warrior. Are you that warrior today that God is calling forth, amen? He didn't call us to sit in ashes. He didn't call us to, amen, praise God, to sit in sackcloth. off. Amen. He didn't call us to be weary. Praise God. He called us, amen, out of the miry and muckery clay. Amen. To build us up, to be strong in him. Praise God. It's no reason. Amen. Because Jesus came and paid it all for me, you, and you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Lord God, I thank you. The Bible says, Psalms 45:3, gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with the glory and the majesty. This is David, y'all. He wrote some things, amen. And then he went on to say in Psalms 103:20, praise God, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of the word of the Lord. And the Lord teaches us to fight. Come on, somebody. The Lord teaches us to fight. You can't tell me God don't teach us how to fight. You can't tell me that, praise God, hallelujah, because something on the inside of you, praise God, the same way you fought in the world, you got to get your battle clothes on and fight again, praise God, because the Bible says that, yes, God, he teaches our hands to fight. Amen, praise God. He teaches us to war. Amen, praise God. The Bible says, and David, listen, David, and the Lord teaches us to fight and make war as well. Our fight is not physical battle like David had to fight, but listen. Oh, David, in Psalms 144:1, the Psalm of David, blessed be the Lord my strength, which teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight, praise God, hallelujah. But a spiritual battle that we wage against sin, evil, and temptation. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, but what? Hallelujah, glory to God. For we wrestle. Everybody knows that scripture. Amen, Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but what? Against principality, powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. Praise God. But listen to this. And we are not alone, because why? The mighty God, El Gabar, is with us. He sustains us. He trains our hands to war. He comforts us. He upholds us. What a mighty God he is. He is a mighty God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have you tried him today? Have you called on him this week? Praise God. Hallelujah. We gotten to the point where we shrink back and forget who God really is in our lives. Praise God. Yes, he is the one that sustains us. He keeps telling us that he's sustaining us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Almighty God, El Gabar, for Jesus is the one whom all power is given. It means a hero. It refers to one who is strong, mighty, and invisible. Praise God, hallelujah. And you do not know, praise God, hallelujah, that Jesus alone is worthy to be praised. He's a hero of our lives. Praise God, hallelujah. Glory to God. When we start to quoting the scriptures and we really get those scriptures within our heart, praise God, hallelujah, we will know that he is the one. Amen. He is all powerful. Amen. Praise God. Who is he? Praise God. He's all powerful. Almighty God, El Gabar, for Jesus is the one to whom all power is given. It means hero. Praise God. He is my hero. Is he your hero today? It refers to one who is strong and mighty and invisible. Praise God. And one, oh my God, I give your glory. And you do know that Jesus alone is worthy to be the one, praise God, in our lives, praise God, for he has defeated all our enemies. Come on, praise God. In Paul's first letter to the church at Corinth, amen, in the 15th chapter in Corinthians, amen, verse number 55 reveals to us that, amen, praise God, that he defeated death, praise God, hallelujah. What did he say? He said, oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? Praise God. But not only did he defeat death, praise God, he turned around in Romans, the 6th chapter, praise God, hallelujah, and verse number 14 reveals to us that he defeated sin. The Bible says, the Bible, hear my, hear the Moshanda, hear the Spirit of God. The Bible says, amen, in Romans 6 and 14, for sin shall not have dominion over you. Hear what the Spirit is saying to us today, praise God. You might have been angry, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. You might have done some things, praise God. But listen what the Holy Spirit is saying to us today. For sin shall not have dominion over you. He said, for ye are not under the law. You are not under the law, but under grace, praise God. But not only did he defeat death and sin, but turn around and tell us he defeated Satan also, praise God. So we don't have an excuse. Jesus came to walk the earth, praise God, to see what we can handle, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. In Genesis 3 and 15, we're still talking about the wonderful counselor. We're still talking, praise God, about the mighty God. We are still talking about the wonderful one, praise God, the everlasting Father and the Prince of Peace. We are still talking about him, praise God. The Bible says in Genesis 3:15, and I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. And since he's defeated death, sin, and the devil, we must realize that we are not fighting to victory. We are not fighting to victory, praise God, but we are fighting from victory. Come on, because there is victory in Jesus Christ. Somebody said there's victory in Jesus Christ. Amen, praise God. And he is the mighty God. He is, praise God. Somebody say he is the mighty God. He's mighty because he's what? Omnipotent, he's all powerful. Omniscient, all knowing. Omnipresent, he's everywhere, praise God. It's nowhere that we can go, praise God, that we can hide from the Lord Jesus Christ. He told David, he said, if you make your bed in hell, I'm right there with you, praise God. Hallelujah, glory to God. But God is calling us out of the dirt today, praise God. He's calling us to let us know, praise God, who he is in our life, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Somebody shout right there, praise God, because why? Yes, he is all powerful. Yes, he is all knowing. Yes, he is everywhere. He's able to save anyone who cries out to him for salvation, praise God. Oh, come on, somebody. Jesus, as the mighty God, has the power and knowledge to rescue people from all trials and tribulations, praise God. He has the power to deliver any bondage or oppression, whether due to some enemy or personal addiction. Amen. Praise God. And what a mighty God he is. From creation, from in creation, come on, somebody. Oh my God, I give you glory, glory, glory. From in creation, he steps out on nothing, took nothing and made something. He did that, praise God, in Genesis, the first chapter. He began to call things in existence, amen, praise God. Just like he's doing for me, you, 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 and you. He's calling things in existence just for you, praise God. He will make something out of nothing, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, what do you have right now? He will make it, praise God. Hallelujah. What are you doing right now? He will make something out of nothing. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Have you tried him today? Praise God. Hallelujah. And took something and made everything. What a mighty God he is. Showed up one day while Moses had the watery grave in front of him, praise God, hallelujah, and Pharaoh's army behind him, praise God, and he put the wind in full force, praise God, and made what? He made like a freeway, praise God, hallelujah, through the Red Sea, praise God, for the children of Israel and Moses. The same thing he did for them, he will do for us. You serve a mighty God. I serve a mighty God. Somebody shout right there, praise God, because we got to start putting it back into action, praise God. What kind of God that we serve, praise God? He can make something out of nothing. I want you to say it. God, make my, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I know that you're able to do a supernatural on top of a natural thing. thing, praise God, hallelujah. God will do it for you, but you have to exercise your faith. Know the God that you serve. Know the Jesus that you serve. Know that the Holy Spirit is working for you, 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 and you, praise God, and for myself, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. So here, he made a street. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. He made a walkway for the children of Israel. Allowed them to walk on dry land. Hallelujah. Told them that the enemy that they seen on today, you will see no more. See, that's what God is trying to get us to know. Praise God. The enemy I seen on yesterday, this morning, I will see no more. Hallelujah. Somebody shout right there because God, yes, Holy Spirit, he's making a way, hallelujah, in that place, amen, that dry land, that dry land, that dry land. He's taking you over. Somebody say he's taking me over on dry land, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. We're the way, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. Was all blocked up, stopped up, praise God. He's going to allow me to walk on over because why? I serve a mighty, mighty God. Somebody shout right there. He is able. Yes, Holy Spirit. With that being said, amen, I'm going to go to a song and I'll be right back. But know the God that you serve. He's trying to put it in our spirit. Yes, we serve a mighty God. Yes, he is. El Gabar. He is mighty, mighty in your life, mighty in my life, praise God. In the name of Jesus.
And I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you could ask for things, according to the power that worketh in us.
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, he's able. Tell somebody else, he's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for him, according to the power that worketh in you. Upon God, 'cause he won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
God is able to do
just what he said.
Yeah.
anybody ever wanted to throw in the towel? Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when He won't give up on you. He's able.
All right. Oh, yes, Lord, He is able. Don't give up on God because He won't give up on you. Amen. Hallelujah. I love that. I love it. We can't know the power that you possess. Amen. God will fulfill. Amen. He said, don't give up on God. Amen. Don't let the power, come on, somebody. Don't let the power be of no effect in your life. Praise God. We need the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't let the fire go out in your life. Amen. Praise God. Because that's the only way that we gonna make it. Amen. Praise God. We have to pull on the Holy Ghost in this season. Praise God. Because many are falling by the wayside. But praise God, I pray today that God will use us to bring many out of dark places, amen, knowing that He is our mighty, mighty God. He's El Gabor, y'all. Come on, let's give God the glory, amen. Praise God. Mighty, mighty God, I serve. I don't know, praise God, yes, Holy Ghost, but I know I serve a mighty God, amen. Put your prayers on the altar and walk away and watch God do it. Come on, my God, I give you glory. All right, y'all. Moses. We talked about Moses, amen, praise God. How God allowed him to go cross the Red Sea, amen, praise God. He showed up one day, praise God, in the burning furnace, amen, praise God. One day he showed up at the furnace as a fighter, praise God, and took the heat out of the flames and turned the burning furnace, come on, my God, into a fellowship hall. Y'all got to talk to me today. What a mighty God He is. Showed up one day, praise God, at the lion's den as a lion tamer. Come on, my God, we serve a God, y'all. Amen, praise God, to put everything else to shame. Yes, Holy Spirit. And put the lions on a 24-hour fast. Come on, my God, I give you glory, give you glory, give you glory. He put them on a 24-hour fast while Daniel was in the lion's den. What a mighty God He is. Come on, but listen. But as I take glory to God, the initiative to speak to me, to speak to you, praise God, hallelujah, because one day, praise God, 2,000 plus years ago, amen, praise God, He saw our condition. Hear what the Spirit is saying to us today. He saw our condition, amen, and knew we was on our way, amen, for the devil's hell, praise God, with no God on our side. Come on, I'm talking to us today, praise God. He steps out of eternity and praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He steps out of eternity into the time. God is on our side, Jay. Mama Shanda. Heaven came down like an elevator, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Down to 42 generations when I began to study, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. And the bottom floor was a virgin called Mary, praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, God, I give you glory. He was reared in another man's town, tempted in the wilderness, preached in Galilee, healed the sick, raised the dead, opened up the blinded eyes, unstopped the deaf ears, betrayed by one of his own, led up into Calvary Hill. Y'all ain't gonna talk to me about Jesus today, praise God. I'm lifting up the name of Jesus. Yes, He is our mighty God. Nailed. He was nailed to an old rugged cross, died that on that cross, amen, praise God. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, for the sins, for my sins, your sins, amen, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, placed in a borrowed tomb. But early on a Sunday morning, come on, He got up. He got up. He got up with all power in his hand. And what a mighty God that we serve. I'm talking about Mary's little baby. Amen. Joseph. Amen. Praise God. The stepson, James and June, his brothers. Amen. Elizabeth, Zachariah, the cousin. Amen. Matthew King. Amen. Praise God. Mark. Praise God. Hallelujah. Suffered servants. Amen. Praise God. But listen. We are talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, who he is in your life. What is it you need God to do? Praise God. Hallelujah for you. Praise God. What is it that you're going through that you think that you cannot go through? Praise God. Yes, we all have our things that we go. And yes, we all have our devices and our vices. Amen. Praise God. That we go through. Praise God. But we got to know who the God that we serve. Who is Jesus to you? Praise God. Is he able to do everything in your life? The song says God is able to do that which you say that he can do. Yes, God, I thank you for that. He is able, y'all. He won't give up on us, praise God. But sometimes, amen, we want to throw in the towel. But Jesus said today, praise God, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and allow the King of glory to come in. He said, who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is your King of glory, praise God. Hallelujah. He is your King of glory. He is your King of glory. He is your King of glory. My God, I give you glory today. Praise God. Hallelujah. Mark, suffering servant. Praise God. Luke, great physician. Amen. John. John's word made flesh. Amen. What a mighty God that we serve. We serve a God that can do, miraculous things. He has done some things in our lives that we got testimonies after testimonies. But whatever this hard situation in your life that you think that's in your life that God cannot control, give it over to the Lord and watch God handle it. Have you tried him? Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, he can bring, I thank you. He can bring, deliverance to your family. He can heal your family. He can bring restoration to your family. Praise God. He can bring unmerited favor to your life. Praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Uncommon favor to your life. He is a mighty God. Praise God. Have we tried him today? Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He told me to read the scripture to you. I don't know for somebody, praise God, but I had to turn as I'm talking to you. I was turning the pages, praise God. Hallelujah. But the Lord said for somebody today, and I'm going to take it for myself, and I pray that you take it for yourself today, praise God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Psalms 23, he wants somebody to know it. I don't know, praise God, what we are going through today, praise God. But he wants you to know that he is God. He's El Gabor. He's El Gabor. He's the mighty God that you serve. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't put him on the shelf. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And go through your everyday life. You need him every day, every morning, every hour, every second that you get up in the morning. Praise God. We're talking about Almighty God. We're talking about Jesus today, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Can we just speak about Jesus today? Praise God. And put ourselves aside. It's not about us. Praise God. But it's about the Lord Jesus Christ on the day. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Come on, somebody. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Come on, somebody. I want you to know this today. For his name's sake, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Let me say, God said, repeat this one in number three. He said, he restores my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through, somebody say through, don't stay there. Though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Somebody say, for he is with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Somebody praise God right there. You prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anointed my head with oil. Come on, somebody. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Is that going to be your resting place? Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and yes, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Somebody give God. Almighty. Give God a shout right there. Yes, Holy Ghost. Because God says, I will, I'm Messiah. Yes, God, God is seen and caring the shepherd for us, praise God. He, you can depend upon him, praise God. We must follow God and obey his command. He is our only hope today, praise God. Hallelujah. What are you trusting God? Yes, many are trusting in man. But I here to tell you today, praise God, you got to make God the one that sit on the throne of your heart, praise God, because there's no room for anything else in the double shine. Yes, Holy Spirit, because he has to take presence in your spirit, praise God. He don't share nothing with nobody else, praise God. Let him be the one that sits on the throne of your heart today, praise God. Ha, my son, and watch God bless your life, praise God, the same way he did it for Moses, the same way he did it for Daniel, the same way he did it for Nimrod, the same way he did it for all the ones, all for the disciples. He is no prospective person. If he did it for one, he'll do it for you, praise God. But you got to understand, praise God, there's only one you, praise God, and it's only you that's going to look in that mirror and see yourself. You have to be your greatest cheerleader. As I spoke this morning, you have to be your greatest cheerleader, praise God, in this season, knowing that God has your back. My God, I give you glory. I give you glory, God, today, because you are talking to us about making you God of our lives, knowing that Jesus paid it all for us. God is preparing you for some great things, but you got to make him first in your life. Make him first in your life. And watch God do everything else that pertains to your life in the name of Jesus. Make him first today in your life. Hallelujah. God first? Yes, it is. That's how it works. God first. Hallelujah. He is the one that can deliver, heal, make free, bless. He is the one that gives riches. He is the one that makes you the head and not the tail. He is the one, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, that can do all things in your life. He is the only one that can open up blinded eyes, only one that can raise the dead. He will use us to the magnitude, but you got to allow him to be first in your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I have made you first in my life. Come on, somebody shout with me. God, I've made you first in my life. And everything that pertains to my life, you're going to take care of the rest. Come on, somebody give God the glory. God, I thank you. Today, if anybody, hallelujah, is not saved, hallelujah, glory to God, repeat after me. I know I'm a sinner. And I ask for your forgiveness, Lord Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he died for my sin and that you raised him to life. Come into my heart. From this day forward, guide my life in Jesus' name. If you have said that with me today, you are saved in the name of Jesus. Find you a Bible teaching church. I know we can't go into the house of God, but connect with someone. Amen. Praise God. That's a true believer and that will push you to the next place in life. You can reach me at 302-883-9799 or Pastor Matthew McNeil. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for you, you, and you for coming on to ministry, MCI Ministry Radio, Mount Carmel International Church. I thank God for all the pastors that's listening. I thank God for all the evangelists that's listening. Yes, Holy Spirit. All the teachers, all the fivefold ministry. Let me just say it that way. And all the lay people for listening on today. I pray that God will bless your ministry, that you will put God in, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, in the forefront of your life. He said, where he leads you, come on, we have to follow him, praise God. Let him be the driver. you be the passenger, praise God, hallelujah. With that being said, amen, I pray that you was blessed. If you'd like to be a blessing to our ministry, amen, you can contact me, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah, or you can do Cash App, praise God, $Anointed222, that's $Anointed222, to be a blessing to Mount Carmel Church. Amen. Praise God. Your tithes and your offering goes to your church. You can sow a seed in Mount Carmel International. Praise God. But if this is your church, you may tithe in this ministry. Praise God. Don't think that this ministry, praise God, hallelujah, not doing the right thing with it, because we are accountable to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. What we do with God's finances. Amen. I thank you for all coming on today. Praise God. I pray that you was blessed on today. I pray that God has anointed you afresh. I pray fresh fire upon your life, praise God. I pray that you know what direction that you're going in, praise God. And somebody put up something today, praise God. You cannot serve God and hold hands with the devil. So we got to loose that hand that we can serve the Lord fully with our lives, praise God. Hallelujah. Many, many people are waiting for us. As God said when we first started out, praise God, this is a world, amen, praise God, of darkness, and we have to be the light. Amen, that Jesus sent, amen, oh yes, Holy Spirit, to bring others out of the dark place. Know that he is mighty God. He is the mighty counselor, praise God, in your life. He is the Prince of Peace, amen, and the government, yes, sits upon his shoulders, amen, praise God. So we thank God for justice and peace, amen. Yes, Holy Spirit, that will reign in our lives. So let me pray, y'all. Let me pray. You know, I always got to end with a song, and it's going to be for you, 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 and you. Thank you all, praise God, for coming on today. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory, God. We thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for your word today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for the uplifting of our spirit today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to quicken us alive, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit, we thank you, Lord. Now, God, I'm asking that you continue to endow us with your presence, your Holy Ghost power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I pray for every family that's represented here, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray the blessings be upon their homes, God. Yes, God, I thank you. I pray for health, God, strength, God, today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, thank you. Yes, Holy Spirit. I pray, God, that you would touch bodies today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, where sickness wants to come, God, I ask that you flush it out right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray for divine healing to take place within their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, whether it be spiritually, physically, financially, mentally, or matrimony, God, I pray, God, that you will bless them in abundance, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And whatever the enemy is pounding on them, God, oh yes, upon their minds, God, I pray, God, that the Holy Spirit will grab a hold of them right now, God, and cover them, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said, oh yes, God, found me, brother. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue and there be any praise, that we shall think on those things, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we bless you, we praise you, we glorify you. We lift you up, God, today, because we know that you are God in our life, and you are mighty, mighty, mighty. And I pray God will do mighty things on this week for you, starting from today, that you will testify of the goodness of the Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, 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 and God bless. Bless you. I love you all with the love of the Lord. God bless you.
something I cannot handle right now.
Oh,
he's making me ready just because.
Warfare,
yes, he said, put on the whole.